Radio Gorgeous, online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime.
I think it's fair to say that we all love a good story. We revere people who can tell a fabulous yarn or the kind of anecdote that shocks us or makes us laugh. And whilst we always used to sit around in pubs or around campfires sharing our stories, these days, with our busy lives and our obsession with social media, opportunities to hear people's true stories live has become rarer and rarer. Actress and voiceover artist Laurel Lefko wants to change all that and help bring people together again through storytelling. She curates an exciting new storytelling evening called So This Is What Happened at the Omnibus Arts Centre in Clapham. I went along to see what it was all about. So tell me, why did you set up What Happened?
I started it because I had seen an evening that some friends of mine put on in North London, and it blew me away. It was so simple. It was six or seven people just telling a story, a 10-minute true story lives.
So yeah, absolutely true.
It had to be absolutely true, and it had to have happened to them. So it couldn't be like their grandmother's amazing escape story from the Nazis. It had to be their story. And it had to be 10 minutes. And the 10-minute rule was really interesting, but it does kind of put the audience at ease, you know, so you know that it's going to end. It has a finite time limit. And I just thought, this is the best theatre I've seen in months. You know, I went home, I told everybody the stories. And Omnibus opened up here in Clapham, and it was a library. So I said to Marie, who's running it, what about an event that's about words? And she loved it. And she said, this building has been about words.
Because this is quite a special building, isn't it? Because it used to be a library, but it's an art centre. Tell me a bit about how that happened and why you got involved.
It was really interesting. So this was a library for over 100 years, and then the council, in their infinite wisdom, decided to close it down. It was going to be a luxury block of flats. But the community went, no. No, it's not. No, we're going to get together. And so they put a proposal together, and they got the lease from the local council, which is amazing for an arts centre. So they've got a theatre, they have music. It's a brilliant addition to Clapham, to the community.
You described it as theatre, but what's the difference between it being theatre and it being true stories? Tell me how the audience respond and why. What's the difference?
That's a really interesting question. It's not theatre, of course, because I actually try to find as diverse a group as possible. So I'm not looking for performers or actors. I'm looking for anyone who says yes, really, to telling a story. It has to be a 10-minute true story from their life. And it's the fact that storytelling is everything. You know, have you noticed too how popular it's become? It's kind of the root of everything we do as humans. So there is something fascinating about sitting in the audience and having someone share a part of their life.
Yeah. Because it's real, isn't it? And it's so apart from, you know, I think we've become so used to stories and fictionalized stories, there's something very interesting about the truth and about somebody sharing something personal. I was talking to Lauren, and she was saying that it's interesting as an actor because she says it's different because she's actually giving a piece of herself and it's true. Do you find that from the audience? Well, how do the audience respond to it?
Do you know, I've never seen an audience emit such goodwill as I do at So This Is What Happened. Nobody's sitting there saying, entertain me. It's very much a kind of, you know, I'm here with you and thank you for getting up there and being so brave. Mm. I think that's what it feels like. So it's a really lovely, inclusive, and also at the interval, people start talking to each other. We've had people getting in touch with each other after meeting each other, and I'm going to try and make my first romantic match.
Oh, well done,
you know,
that.
I thought, yeah, don't you think? I just think it would be a great way to meet people.
RadioGorgeous.com.
It's sort of gathering momentum, isn't it? Because you keep selling out and people are talking about it more and more, and you find that people are coming back. And what's interesting about an arts centre, of course, is that the more people know, the more people come and the more people use the space. When people have told their stories, how do they feel? What kind of people have you found, and how do they feel afterwards?
Another one. You know, sometimes the most nervous are the actors, and exactly as you said, what Lauren said, which is that you're using yourself. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the actor's thing is, what if they don't like me? You know, what if they don't like me? You're not hiding behind a character. We've had people who've been incredibly nervous. We've had people who said, I can't do this, and they do it, and they've loved it. They've really loved the kind of interaction with the audience, again, that you get. And there are people who said they want to do it again. You know, people thought they never thought they'd be able to stand up there.
What are the most unusual stories you've had?
We had a hypnotherapist, and she specializes in curing phobias. But she talked to, her story was about what happened when she developed a phobia herself.
Oh, really?
That was a great one. Yeah. We had someone talk about his trying to trace his grandfather who disappeared in the Holocaust. We had an amazing ghost story, someone who moved into a new house with her family and found out the house was haunted.
Wow.
So a real, just a range of stories. And they're all, the amazing thing is they're all interesting.
Yeah,
you know?
and all trained, all different, and people come from all sorts of ages as well. It's not something that's kind of limited, is it? Tell me about the kind of range of people you've
had. You know, we have, well, tonight our storytellers range from age 23 to 86. Wow. And we also in the audience, you know who love it, are children sort of 12 and up, and they're the ones who come again and again. There's, I don't know if it's because it's adults telling stories, but it really appeals to younger people too.
I think the appeal as well is that you don't know what you're going to get, because if somebody is standing up and you have no kind of preconceptions. You can't guess at what it
is. You're right.
They're going to say. So that kind of element of surprise is very intriguing for people. And I think that would probably appeal to kids, because you just don't know what you're going to get.
You know, you have a good point, because kids now are brought up on so many movies, aren't they, and TV shows. And I'm sure your kids do this too. They turn to you and think, oh, this is going to happen, then that's going to happen.
Yeah, they're very plot savvy.
You know, you're absolutely right.
And they have the clues.
Right.
They have the clues seeded to them all the time. So actually having the shock of a story being told to you and it's absolutely fresh, they don't necessarily get that anymore. So that is what this is providing.
You can rely on Radio Gorgeous.
It's happened in the States, hasn't it? This kind of thing.
Yes. Now, my brother told me about seeing David Simon, you know, who wrote The Wire, in Baltimore years ago.
Yeah.
And he had a story club. And can you imagine, as a writer, what a great way to get your ideas,
and
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he is a big fan of storytelling evenings. And I don't know if you've noticed, on the radio now, there's more and more about, oh, let's just get real people telling their stories. Mm. This is storytelling somehow. I think it's partly because we're so disconnected from each other, and we just want, you know, I guess what I haven't said about this evening, the most important thing is that it builds a community for the evening. It really does. It's like fast track to a community for the night. And we all
feel close
bonded
to each other.
Completely.
And people, I suppose, if you tell a story to someone, you know, especially if it's a well-worn story that you know works and it's interesting, it could be funny or it could be sad or it could be shocking, but you know that it works. There's kind of, it's nice to see that reaction from people to your story, but also for you it's kind of comforting, I guess, if you're a performer would you call them performers, the storytellers, is that what you call them?
No, because I don't want, especially for the ones who are nervous and who've never stood up and spoke in front of anybody in their life, if I call them performer, you know, it might make them nervous, so I say storyteller, you know, so that they don't feel like they're competing with the actors who might be telling a story in the same evening.
And if it appeals to somebody and somebody thinks, right, we want to come along and I want to see what it's like and it sounds like a fun evening, and there's massive hubbub going on in the room next door, so I can see that the atmosphere for the evening is building up, how would they get in touch with you and how would they be able to take part?
Thank you. That's a great question. Omnibus. So if they email Omnibus in Clapham, Omnibus Clapham, or tweet and just say storytelling.
Yeah.
And I would love to have anybody who's interested tell a story. We do it once a month here at Omnibus, usually on a Thursday night.
Fabulous. Well, Laurel, I can't wait to hear the stories. I'm really excited. And I'm excited to hear from Lauren later on to see how she actually found the experience of it. But thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to Lauren's story.
Take care.
Thank you, Jo.
Thank you.
RadioGorgeous.com.
So I'm here with Lauren, who has agreed to take part in tonight's event. She's going to tell a story. Lauren, tell me a bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so I work part-time, but if I'm not working part-time, then I write a lot. I do writing for stage and I do writing for screen, and I also act. I think acting is my priority. Acting is what I love to do. I've got a point of view and I feel like I can put that through in like my acting profession, and I just have loads of stories to tell, and I like to do it through script writing and then putting it on in a production. So
And why does this event appeal to you? Because it's about telling stories, and it's a sort of different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally different. At first, when I found out about it, well, when my friend Josh, who took part in it at the previous one, told me about it, I was like, yeah. But then after I thought about it and I thought about a story, I was like, oh my goodness, this is a real life story that I have to tell about me to a bunch of people that don't know me. So this could either go left or it could go right. But it was about just being honest and being able to actually be me and not pretending to be anybody for once, which, like, I do acting to mask myself. And now this is something where I've got to, like, talk about me, and so someone will leave here and know, wow, this is why she's potentially like this, or whatever. And it's a challenge, it's a personal challenge for me, being able to tell this story.
Was it difficult to come up with a story? What have you chosen to talk about?
It was, I boiled it down to a few options, and I thought, okay, I'm going to tell this one because I've never actually told my side of the story. I mean, a few people knew about what happened, but they knew because of things that were flying around on social media, or they knew because they heard it from someone else, but they never heard my side of the story, which I believe is the real side of the story, because I really did experience it. But yeah, I thought, do you know what? I'm over this situation now, and I've come out at a better end. So this is me, and this will show you why I'm the way I am.
And do you think it will change? It will be different from being an actor to telling a real life story. Are you excited? Do you feel nervous about it, or are you excited about it?
I do feel nervous, but my mentor just keeps on telling me and reminding me that this is not a performance. This is about Lauren Marshall. People want to know about you right now. They don't want to know about Jess the character or this the character. They want to know about Lauren Marshall right now. So it's just about taking away that persona that I'm always used to about performing and acting, and just being me for a moment and really embracing that.
Well, it'll be interesting to talk to you afterwards and see how you get on.
Thank you.
We're now in the interval, so this is what happened. And I'm with one of the youngest members of the audience tonight. I think you might be the youngest. What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Coco and I'm 12.
You're 12. So, Coco, you've been listening along with me. We've had about six stories, haven't we? Five, six stories? They've been amazing. What have you taken out of them? See if you can describe some of them.
One of them was about, like, a friend's mum about to die, and then the friend asking him to marry his mum for some kind of financial reason, and that was very, also it was interesting about the whole law in it, and it was also just amusing. There was another about someone with, who was an alcoholic, and kind of about her getting over that, and that was just generally very interesting.
And she was amazing, wasn't she? Because she's 86 years
yes,
old, and it's incredible about her life story. They were all very different, weren't they? The storytellers and their styles, and people are very kind of engaged. Did you feel that you were really listening to the stories?
I found more than others, like, I was really engaged in, but definitely they are very entertaining, and you really wanted to listen to more and more.
Well, thank you, Coco. We'll go and listen to some more, shall we? Lauren, your story was amazing. It was like an episode of EastEnders and Brookside and everything all rolled into one.
That's how I always describe it. I always say to everybody, like, that event, it felt like I was on the Jeremy Kyle show / EastEnders. It's not something that you expect to happen to you, and when it does, you don't know how to retaliate. Like, it was horrible.
It's really amazing hearing your story, because just for the listeners, it's a story about a friend who betrays you and a boyfriend who betrays you. It's awful. Have you got over it? Did you forgive the girl?
Yeah.
Did you forgive the boy?
I think being able to get over it is how I've been able to tell the story without being able to cry and not being able to hate anybody in the process. I have got over it in terms, I don't speak to any of them, but I'm very cordial when I see them. Like, I wouldn't even nod my head, but I'll acknowledge them, but I don't need to talk to them, kind of thing. But you have to forgive. I think in life you do have to forgive, otherwise you're just allowing someone to live rent-free in your mind and harass you. But you don't have to forget, and you can just learn from the situation. So,
well, that's very wise, coming from a 23-year-old beautiful young girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Jade, you work here at Omnibus.
Yes,
you've been listening.
I have, yeah.
And what do you think?
It's really good. Really interesting stories, and they're so diverse as well. Every single month is just completely new, completely different and exciting.
It's very interesting, isn't it? Because there's so many different types of stories.
Yeah.
Is it like this every month?
It is like this every month. And some are really humorous, some are kind of humorous because they're awkward. You know, it's got that different vibe, and it really invites a wider range of people to come and not only speak but also to listen as well. It's really like, not only are the speakers diverse, but also the audience every single month is completely different, so
that's
really
amazing.
Great, yeah. And obviously we have our loyal followers as well.
Thank you,
Radio Gorgeous, there for you.